Hollywood news dummies.
It's stupid o'clock.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Man and Bone.
I was on the toilet and it was too small. I had to get up, stall, everything was too. I had to get up, get out. The stall was made in like the 40s. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's. Convince yourself.
Well, no other stall have I had this problem. I had a problem one time.
Delusional T-Bone.
And that didn't motivate you. You walked right out of that stall and had a
cheeseburger.
It motivated
me to complain to the owner and say, excuse me, do you know there's a lot of fat people around now? You need to cater to us. We're going to run this place.
Featuring Panama Ted and all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Who still sounds?
Who's on crack?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy weekend. Welcome in. Good to see you, Bone.
Good to see you, man.
Oh, we got a big weekend show today. It's Buckeyes on the bye, but we're never on the bye.
Never. We're always working.
Well, sometimes we're not.
Like Monday. Me. Monday, we're all going to be here, all working.
I'm not going to be here.
I know. That's why I said it. Teddy's here on Wednesdays.
Who's filling in for me on Monday?
I don't know. I just found out you weren't going to be here Monday, so okay. I have no idea.
Maybe it's solo Bone.
Hey. All Bone all the time. Or not. Or it could be a co-host situation. We'll find out together.
Are you here on Wednesday next week? Or is it like some other county fair that you have to
attend?
There's like a
church group that's doing like a fundraiser that's going to have pizza and you're going to be there? Is that what's going to
happen? The pumpkin show is next week down in Circleville, but no, I won't be there. I'll be here working
hard. I enjoy
hard.
The pumpkin show.
I do too. I've only been there once. But
it's a good time.
I mean, I like all pumpkin-flavored things. I think a pumpkin should not be a seasonal flavor. It should be year-round.
Do we know why that is? I mean, I know
well,
traditionally,
harvest, but
yeah. Well, welcome to
right. That doesn't stop us from every other thing.
We have cornflakes all year round. Last I checked, they harvest corn
right,
in the fall.
In February,
but
I go
still
into the grocery store and I can find raspberries and blueberries. I know they're not in season. Somewhere they are. Somewhere they're being harvested.
I'm saying we need to make pumpkin. You're right. More pumpkin all the time. I'm with you on that.
Panama Ted's the fine producer of this program. He's going to tell you what's coming up on the show. Go ahead, Teddy.
As always, we have some Buckeye news we chatted about this week. We discussed the Browns and Bengals both losing. T-Bone's guy, Dr. Pete Edwards from the crew, part owner of the crew, he stopped by.
Why is he just T-Bone's guy? He's not my guy? I mean,
he's
talked to me, too.
Okay, he's your guy, too.
It's really T-Bone's guy.
I mean, he gave me a hug. He didn't give T-Bone a hug.
I scheduled elective ACL surgery with him just because I love him so much.
Yeah, I tore my ACL on purpose just so Pete would have something to do. That's it?
Well, we have more. We talked about the most handsome president, and there was some drug use on Sesame Street this week we had to talk about.
Oh, excellent.
Lots of stuff going on.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend starts now. Take it away, me.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Buckeyes beat Sparty 34-10. How do we make this game? I know how I make it. How do you make this game?
I take it this way. Ohio State does not have problems with 95% of college football. Now, I don't know about when they play Alabama, Clemson, throw Oklahoma in there. And there's reasons for me to say this beyond this game. I don't know that there are more than four or five good teams in college football, but I do know Ohio State this year is one of those four or five teams.
I agree. You did what you had to do to beat Michigan State. And I was nervous about this last week because of the history of Michigan State coming in here and spoiling the party. But after a while, it became clear that Sparty offense was going to pose no threat. The Buckeye offense was slow starting and really looked like they were treading water for the entire football game. They had that big chunk in the second quarter where they put up 24 points on the board in
the second quarter.
But then it was just sort of like, okay, we're here. We're in no danger of losing this game, whatever. I will say, and I will continue to say, the difference between this year's team and the teams that we've had in here the last couple of years, this is a championship defense. I may worry about what Justin Fields does against big boy defenses like Alabama. I am not worried about what this defense is going to look like against the upper echelon teams in college football.
No, I'm not either. I do think that Michigan State, to your point, is not one of those upper echelon teams on offense. But, you know, the defense, again, getting turnovers. I know one of the turnovers, I think the second one, the fumble, was just a terrible pitch that didn't work out, and they capitalized and grabbed it. But this team finds ways to get turnovers, get the offense in good spots. The turning point for me in this game, though, going back to the offense for Ohio State, was that play that they did, the Ben Victor 60-yard-plus touchdown that he had, which was great on his part. But all of that happened because I think the play design on that was just ridiculously good. If you don't remember the play totally or how it started, Justin Fields gets the snap and runs to the right like it's an option. And I forget, I think Dobbins was in there. It's either him or Teague is with him, running like it's an option where he's going to possibly do an inside pitch. And then as everyone sucked up, linebacker sucked up, he stops, throws it over their heads. Ben Victor is wide open. That was the type of play that I was hoping would happen after watching that first quarter. I said, oh, man, Buckeyes aren't really moving the football the way I'd hoped they would. Hopefully Ryan Day and company can come up with some kind of adjustment. That was the type of play call that it was great to see and gave me hope that they were going to be able to figure this out. And for the rest of the second quarter, they looked pretty good. Is it a finished product on offense? No. But did you ever feel like it was in doubt after the second quarter?
No.
Also no.
And I'm sure, you know, they went back and watched the film and there's plenty of stuff to work on, but they'll admit to you that game was not in any doubt if they were on some sort of lie detector. But I think the problem is, and it's not necessarily a problem, because I think in the bigger moments against tougher competition, it can actually work to your benefit. I don't think they know what type of football team they want to be. Do they want to be the type of offense that just is sort of like a power, we're going to run you off the line of scrimmage, and we're going to run the ball 35 times a game? That type of offense with our running backs and just break your back and then have a quarterback that can also break your back running the football too. Or do you sort of want to get Justin Fields comfortable throwing the ball and taking advantage of the Sunday talent that you have out there at the wide receiver position? Which team do you want to be? Right now they look more comfortable being the running the ball, offensive line, imposing their will at the line of scrimmage type of team. But I don't know if that's necessarily the type of team that Ryan Day wants in the end.
That might be the case, but this goes back to what we've been talking about with this team is I hope everybody has the same question you do when they look at this team defensively. Like defensive coordinators that are going to play against Ohio State's offense, I hope they go, well, are they a running team? Are they more of a take advantage of the? I hope that Ohio State is an opportunistic offense that says, what are you giving us? And like we said, they needed something to kind of break the dam and get, because Michigan State in the first quarter, they were playing well. They were doing all the things Michigan State typically does when they're going to make this a four-quarter game that's itchy. And then Ohio State found the play that they went to and said, okay, we can get them. Now, that looked like a first down play until Ben Victor then shook a guy out of his shoes and I'll say got a nice call from the referee on the touchdown. I don't know if he was over the line or not. The good news was they really didn't have any good angle to overturn that call once they went touchdown. But he made a nice play there to turn that from just a good chunk play into a touchdown. I think after that you saw this change a little bit. Offensively, though, I would hope that they continue to be a running team because J.K. Dobbins is one of the best backs in the country. That's another thing I'm for sure of now after this game. He is tremendous.
He is tremendous, and the offensive line is playing well. And I agree with you. I think this can actually work to their benefit because they're able to adapt against different defenses.
Yeah.
They can change things up. And other teams, when they're game planning against Ohio State, they have to look at this film and say, uh-oh. Are they going to run the ball 40 times or, Justin Fields can take advantage of the Sunday talent down the field and throw long bombs.
Yeah,
that could also be the case.
Yeah. I mean, we know J.K. had the, you know, big 67-yard touchdown run, and that gives some numbers on the rushing side, maybe a little bit more of a lopsided look. But the reality is you take that away from him, which you can't because he did that. But if you took that away from him, J.K. Dobbins still ran it 23 times for a .105 against Michigan State's defense. That's pretty good. You can do that again. If you can get him over 100 yards most games, I think you're going to be okay. But, this offense, because of the fact that J.K. Dobbins can do that, he can break off that 67-yard touchdown run. Every team that's going to play the Buckeyes has to respect the run. They cannot just say, all right, we'll put three guys in the box and dare them to throw it because we know they can't run the football. You do that, Buckeyes will pound you up the middle all day long. So that adds to the versatility of this offense. And like I said, Justin Fields still has things to work out. He still is learning the nuances of college quarterback in 2019. It's a delicate thing to deal with, but man, he's good. Like he's still in that learning phase, makes plays where your jaw just drops.
He definitely has all the skill. Now, is he going to be decisive enough to take advantage of the skill that he has to work with? I don't know. I hope so. I think so. I think Ryan Day thinks so, too. I was nervous watching this game for like 10 minutes. And you know, the week leading up, I was a little nervous, too, because of the history of Michigan State coming in here.
Right.
But the first 10 minutes of this game where the defense forces two turnovers and you come away with 3 points.
That was
off
concerning.
Of those two turnovers. Well, they couldn't move the line of scrimmage. They couldn't run the football. They looked lifeless out there. You could tell the crowd desperately wanted to get in that game early, and the offense gave them no reason to.
Sure.
And I was worried for like 2 seconds, and then second quarter happened, and who cares? Game's over. That's the end of it. And I know that every game is its own little thing. You can't say, well, if you start that way against Alabama, you're going to lose. Because, yeah, you probably are. But maybe you don't start that way against Alabama. It was a little unique thing, exclusive to this game. You watch the film, you correct it, you move on.
Yeah, I know. But I'll also remind people that even using your example there, the last time Ohio State played Alabama, they did look like that. Remember, they got down near the goal line and then couldn't punch it in. They had a couple turnovers, didn't play their best, and yet that first half looked like it was getting out of hand, because didn't Alabama get up like 21-6?
It was 21-6, yeah.
And then the Buckeyes came back, and we know they had the nice Michael Thomas touchdown pass from Evan Spencer. My point is that if this offense can just keep plugging away until it finds that crack and it finds that chip in the, you know, in whatever wall they're building as a defense, they're going to exploit it. And once that happens, then that defense will have to adjust, and that's where Ohio State will start to make them pay. I don't know how to explain second quarter 24 points, second half 7 points, other than to say once you got the safe lead, they weren't exactly running every type of play you can possibly imagine to, you know, just fully say, all right, let's put up 50 on these guys. They're trying to win this football game and also trying to find a way to keep, I'm sure, a few things under their hat as they continue to go. But make no mistake, everyone said coming into this game, this may be the toughest defense that Ohio State faces all year. I don't know if that's accurate, but I did hear that from multiple national people talking about this game. I don't either, but I'm saying if that's your argument, then Ohio State just said, okay, great, we just put up 34 points on that team, really with little issue to do so in the second quarter. So, yeah, I feel like there are better defenses out there, but this is one of their toughest tests early on with a freshman quarterback and a new head coach, and they passed the test pretty much with flying colors.
More stupidity awaits you.
Well, that's all the information I need.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend returns on the other side of the break. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
First comes love. Then comes sparkle. And that's where Diamonds Direct comes in. Engagement ring shopping is so easy at Diamonds Direct. Step one, choose your perfect diamond. At Diamonds Direct, you get access to one of the largest selections of certified diamonds in America, straight from the diamond cutters. Every shape, every size, everyone handpicked for brilliance. Step two, choose your setting. Something unique, something that fits your style, your personality. Solitaire, halo, three stone, pave, channel cut. And don't worry if you've seen it on Pinterest, we have it. From all the top designers and bridal jewelry. Step three, relax. Your Diamonds Direct engagement ring comes with a free lifetime warranty. That's no charge ever for sizing, cleaning, and routine maintenance. And at every step along the way, you'll be treated with respect, with zero pressure, by experts whose only goal is to make you happy. So, you'll be all set for step four, the most important one. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get store hours and directions anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
What keeps you up at night? What stalks you through your nightmares and lurks under your stairs? Whatever it is, it's here. Haunt has transformed Cedar Point into your own personal nightmare. Visit Friday and Saturday nights through October 26th for haunted attractions, endless scare zones full of monsters, and fear you can't escape.
Haunt won't last for long. Save up to $16 at cedarpoint.com.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 total savings on the Tucson. See your local Columbus Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Saving is easy with Spectrum Mobile. Unlike other providers, you can actually mix and match our unlimited and by the gig data plans so you can build the perfect family plan. Unlimited nationwide talk and text is always included. See for yourself with the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator. Go to SpectrumMobile.com/save and see how you could save up to 40% or more. Plus, you can change plans without penalty, and there are no added taxes, fees, or contracts. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Restrictions apply. Check for details.
Need your fantasy football itch scratched? D. Biddle and Scotty Vegas host On the Money, Sunday mornings at 11.
Presented by Peak Performance for Men and The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Lawrenceburg.
The Fan.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You know what sounds like fun? A trip to Cleveland on a luxury bus courtesy of Coach Quarters. Stopping at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, tailgating on said luxury bus, and then heading into the Browns-Steelers Thursday night game in November with tickets from Tickets Galore. How do I get all that awesomeness, T-Bone? Well, thanks to Bud Light and 97.1 The Fan, you may just get a seat on that bus. Join me at Yogi's on Henderson Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. for your chance to win a seat for you and a guest. Visit 971thefan.com/Bud Light for more info and more chances to win.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids? It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Now back to the show.
You want to start with the Brownies?
Yeah, speaking of cannibalism, that was good.
Your Brownies got embarrassed last night by the 49ers.
They did.
Go ahead, I'll let you go first.
Well, this to me is what happens when you build an all-emo team that's sitting there listening to My Chemical Romance and crying every 5 seconds over whether or not people are paying attention to them. This team is so mentally weak. They are coached by a guy who is also mentally weak and in, you could argue, way above his head in Freddie Kitchens. And, oh, to top it off, they built a team of offensive skill position players and forgot to do anything about the offensive line. Or I shouldn't say forgot. I mean, they traded away Kevin Zeitler. That didn't help things, but they didn't get a replacement for him. This to me is a certainly understandable situation that occurs when you go up against a good defense. Your offensive line has been poo largely against good defenses this year. Wildly inconsistent, we'll say it that way. And then, of course, Baker got flustered after, you know, he had a touchdown pass dropped on the goal line.
Here's the problem.
There's all kinds of problems with this team, but it starts to me with the fact that they can't move the football on offense, and that's because of the offensive line.
Yes, it's because of the offensive line, but it's also because of other things. It's about Freddie Kitchens, like you said, being over his head, and it's about Baker, too. We can talk about the offensive line all you want. Baker has all the weapons on the outside to make an impact. He misses guys that are open.
He does.
And he had some bad luck last night, too. That ball was in Antonio Callaway's hands. It bobbled. And the pick goes on Baker, but that was Callaway's interception, right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's not. That,
but that's
that
the nature of the quarterback position. It happens all the time. My problem with Baker Mayfield, and it should be your problem as a Browns fan, is that Baker Mayfield still hasn't gotten it in his squishy head that he can't outrun everybody on the field. He has no pocket awareness. You're not going to outrun guys. And stop carrying the ball out to the side where it's so easy to strip it off you.
Well, yeah, that's how that one fumble occurred where he had the ball. He thinks he can get out of the pocket, and it gets knocked
away.
You're
not even Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a guy who can dart around and still outrun 90% of the guys playing in the NFL. Baker can't do that. That doesn't mean you can't be elusive. That doesn't mean you can't make an impact with your leg, but you have to play smart. He is not playing smart. No one on this team is playing smart, because if they were playing smart, they would realize what they have. What they have is they have superstar talent at the wide receiver position that you're not taking advantage of. And by the way, the egos are only going to be in check for a short amount of time longer. Odell Beckham Jr. has 4 catches in the last 2 weeks. You think he's going to shut his mouth and take his medicine and do what's best for the team? He's going to start complaining, and that's going to be an issue for the locker room.
Well,
you also have Nick Chubb, who, even with the absence of an offensive line, is still a top 5 back in the National Football League right now. Feed him the football early in that game.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't do more to try to establish the run, especially. You're getting gifts from the 49ers despite some bad play from the Browns. I mean, you have Robbie Gould missing 2 field goals in that game, which he does not typically do.
That hasn't happened in 7 years.
Right.
Browns fans want to lament all the bad luck they had. Well, if this happens and that happens, it's not 31-3,
yeah.
31-3. Yeah, okay. And Robbie Gould missed 2 field goals for the 49ers. That never happens. They should have been up even larger going into the half in that game.
Sure. It's a fair point to make. I look at Baker Mayfield's completion percentage this year, Mike. It's at 55.9%.
Terrible.
This is
terrible.
This is a guy who is known for his accuracy, or was thought to be known for that coming into this season. He has had clunkers of games. Now, like I said, I am trying to be rational, because here's what I thought with Baker coming into the NFL. When he came from college, I said, yeah, he has a good arm and he's accurate. The problem's going to be for him. He can't run around like he did in college, because they'll catch him and they'll sack him. He needs to be able to read defenses. Not sure if he can do that or not. And he has to be able to reliably throw a deep ball that in college is easier to do when you are getting guys wide open running down the field. Yes, you can throw those rainbows up there, but when you've got to make 25-yard seam throws against good safeties, that's where it becomes a little more difficult. And that was my concern coming into the league with him. Last year, I thought, okay, I must have been wrong. He's making all kinds of plays and doing it with the team that we thought was poo. So this year, you give him more weapons and think, well, why wouldn't he be looking better?
Because he's thinking too much. He's too hesitant. He's not ripping and going like he did last year. Now he's got, you know, Jarvis. He's got Odell Beckham. He's saying to himself, well, one of these guys has to be open. I got to look for him. I got to keep making sure that I get him the football. You're too hesitant now.
Right. It's not to say that he can't figure this out. It's to say that right now he is looking like a second-year quarterback who is a bit overwhelmed by the league and the defenses he's seeing. He's also being overwhelmed, again, this is why I bring up the offensive line. It's not one thing in a vacuum. Is it all Baker's fault the offense isn't working? No. The offensive line doesn't seem to protect him very well, and they tend to, unfortunately, give up a lot of times in the pocket where he's got to move around. And if they don't move the pocket for him, it becomes a very difficult thing for him to have time to throw the football. Then you couple that with the fact that Freddie Kitchens, at times, I don't know what the hell he's thinking. Play calling has been hit and miss with him all year long. Sometimes he looks like a genius. A lot of times he looks like he's predictable and you know what's going to come. So what's the offense's problem for the Browns? The problem is multitudes of things. You don't have a quarterback who has yet figured it all out. You have an offensive line that is piecemeal, to say the least. And Freddie Kitchens may not be a good head coach, but he certainly might be getting caught up to by the league as a play caller. And that's all something that creates a bad storm right now for this Browns offense.
2-3 football team. I don't know what to make of this San Francisco team. They're 4-0. Good for them. I think they're a good team. Are they a Super Bowl team? No. They were able to run the football really whenever they wanted to last night. And that's another aggravating thing, is that you've got talent on that line. We know what Myles Garrett is when he's not generating 15-yard penalties. He's a difference maker. He right. is the version of Nick Bosa that you saw last night.
Yeah.
The problem is that you got a lot of guys on the offensive line that or the defensive line that just want to sack the quarterback every single play, and they're over pursuing and not staying in their lanes, opening up big long gashes.
Yeah, well, and then you don't get helped out last night where you not only have that problem, but then you have a safety not taking a great angle, leading to one of the big scores. So yeah, there's all kinds of problems here, and certainly it doesn't mean the Browns are done. It doesn't mean that it is an over season for them. What it means is this is going to take time. This is going to be, for the people who were telling me in the offseason, like, the Browns, you should be thinking about them as a dark horse for the Super Bowl. I said, I want to see the Browns have a quarterback start 16 games in a row for a season. Do you know the Browns, last time they had a starting quarterback who started and ended the season as the starter and played all 16 games, was Tim freaking Couch? That's the bar I'm trying to get over right now. Let's have Baker be the starter all year. Let's have this offense come together and figure it out as the season goes on. And yeah, hopefully they can try to water through this tough part of the schedule, get to the backside of the schedule that's really not great, and hopefully pick up some ground and fight for a playoff spot. That's still my expectation for this team, and I still think they're going to be able to be in that position, but you can't do this much longer with this offense, even against the bad team. Some of them are going to beat you later in the season if this is your offense.
180 yards of total offense, 1 for 11 on third down.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the 49ers percentage was on third down, but I'm going to say they
better
were 74 out of 74 is what I'm going to guess. They were
that.
Amazing on third
By
down.
By the way, speaking of Tim Couch, get him to play offensive line because he's on roids.
Dude, if Joe Thomas came back tomorrow, he'd be better than half the offensive line. Like, I'm saying he would be better in his career, obviously, when he was in shape. He hasn't been in football shape. Throw some pads on him, get him back out there. He probably is better than half the line today.
Not dumb enough yet?
Oh, no.
Good news.
Good news.
More Common Man and T-Bone weekends coming up next. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The phone company is ripping off business owners every month with hidden fees and sneaky surcharges. Take a look at your phone bill and see for yourself.
Verizon is taking me for an extra $25 in taxes and fees per line. That's not okay.
Frontier snuck in an extended area service charge. Not cool.
CenturyLink stuck me with an extra $40 in taxes and fees. Who do they think they are?
AT&T got me with a cost assessment charge. What's that?
Spectrum Business is different because the price you see is the price you pay. So when Spectrum Business says you can get their best offer ever for business phone at just $19.99 a month when bundled with internet, that's all you'll pay. No added phone taxes, no hidden fees.
At that price, I could cut my phone bill in half.
Stop getting ripped off. Call Spectrum Business today at 844-949-0707. Single line comparison. Pricing varies by plan and location. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, men. Do you struggle with the appearance of your chest? This is Dr. Ann Taylor of Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Gynecomastia is a condition in which fat and tissue build up in the chest. Constantly worrying about how you look in t-shirts and without a shirt can be uncomfortable. If that describes you, call me. I can perform surgery to give you a firm, flat chest that is natural looking. You will look your best in every situation. Find us at drannTaylor.com or call 614-569-2649.
They say love makes a Subaru, and at Byers Airport Subaru, we've got more for you to love, like a great selection of incredible vehicles. Right now at Byers Airport Subaru, buy any new Subaru Forester for as low as 2.9% for up to 48 months. See, there is more for you to love. Visit us by the airport or shop online at ColumbusSubaru.com. Offer good on any new Subaru Forester, length of contract up to 48 months. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with any other incentive. Call dealer for details, 614-864-5180. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Spend your NFL Sunday with us.
Catch the Texans and Chiefs live from KC.
Coverage starts at 1 after On the Money.
Your home for the National Football League. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Engagement ring shopping is enough of a challenge for your average guy, but try doing it while on a ship deployed hundreds of miles away.
My name's Andrew. I'm a Chief Petty Officer in the United States Navy.
Andrew wanted to propose to his girlfriend when he returned, so he reached out to Diamonds Direct. via email.
They had really great reviews while looking online, so I shot them an email telling them my story, that I was gone, out at sea, wouldn't be back for 6 months. I gave her kind of my price range, and she was able to send me pictures and information about many different rings, and then I made my choice and picked it out.
Andrew made arrangements for a friend to bring him the ring as soon as his ship docked, and the proposal turned out to be a huge event.
And then the moment I walked off the brow onto the pier, my girlfriend was standing there, which is when I dropped to a knee and proposed to her. It was great. Hundreds of people there on the pier, and we were actually featured on the news.
Diamonds Direct.
They're extremely military friendly. If you're in the Navy and like me looking for an engagement ring, Diamonds Direct is an excellent place to go. They're going to take care of you.
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
GBQ is a top accounting and consulting firm with over 175 associates working to serve even the most complex organizations. Our approach, built around our core practices of assurance, tax, and consulting, is designed to maximize financial opportunities. And with over 65 years in business and 80-plus CPAs on staff, you'll benefit from the support of a partner that knows your industry and focus on serving the needs of your company. Visit GBQ.com and discover why forging a relationship with GBQ could be your very best business decision.
Hey, football fans, leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered with hand-battered, cooked to order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
It's Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Now, here's more of the stupid.
Richard Sherman says he'll be reaching out to Baker Mayfield to apologize for saying he didn't shake hands with him when the video clearly shows that he did. Here's what Richard Sherman had to say on the Pat McAfee Show.
Okay.
It's definitely my bad. I never want anybody to have to deal with some stuff they didn't do. And so, you know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done, you know, he'll for sure get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media. Well, that's not reaching out. To actually get a hold of him and talk to him on the phone. Well, that is.
Okay, so he's saying I will text him to then call him, which is
right.
Highly unproductive.
He says he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that. He says sometimes you remember things a little differently than it happened. Obviously, it still motivated me the same way. Yeah, you brought this up yesterday. These guys sort of invent things in their minds sometimes because they bash heads with other men for a living. That's why we always say don't compare playing football to regular jobs, because it's impossible to do. I hosted a show with Chris Spielman once, where Chris told me what his pregame routine was. It doesn't matter who he was going to play.
Right, right.
He said his pregame routine was to take the opposing quarterback and pretend that that quarterback kidnapped his entire family. And the only way to get his family back would be to take that quarterback down.
Man.
Now,
rationally, that's pretty hardcore, right?
You know that that quarterback, that Eric Kramer, whoever he was playing against, did nothing to Chris Spielman's family, but he convinced himself in his mind for 3 hours that he was essentially Al-Qaeda and he had to get his family back.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I do think that, Richard, like, I want to be clear about this being the case. Baker Mayfield, had he snubbed Richard Sherman, that's stupid and petty and totally within the line of things that Baker Mayfield might do. Richard Sherman amplifying something that really didn't happen and making that a big deal is totally within the line of things that Richard Sherman is capable of doing, because we've seen this and we've dealt with, you know, his antics over the years. But both of those things aside, this is a stupid non-troversy type of thing. Who cares that they didn't shake? If they did, looks like they shook hands. Richard Sherman is saying, well, we didn't shake hands well enough, and that's what offended me. But anyway, I'm beyond it. I don't know why people keep bringing it up. Well, because, Richard Sherman, you brought it up. That's why people keep bringing it up. Ultimately, though, it doesn't matter. I was talking with my buddy Al, who he and I have shared.
Al's not real.
This
is not a real person.
On Twitter, you can see the interaction. We have shared drink many a time at crew tailgates. My buddy Al, he was at me saying, yeah, well, what about your you know, your kids see this, then what? If you don't shake hands, the, why do we not teach sportsmanship?
Your kids see this.
Well, like if you're watching a football game and a guy doesn't shake hands, like why? It matters because we're setting a bad example for the youth that watch sports. And my answer to that is always very simple. You don't have to set your moral compass based on what guys who get paid to play sports are doing. That's a very faulty premise. Because I, as a kid, happened to be a Mets fan, and that meant I rooted for Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden, Lenny Dykstra, Wally Backman. Did I name anybody that's a lot of fun to follow? Like now, Daryl Strawberry's kind of cleaned up his life a bit. Doc Gooden's attempted to do that, I guess. But
Lenny Dykstra has
Lenny
not.
Lenny Dykstra has definitely not.
He's not.
Right. The point is, geography, a general manager's proclivities for hiring talent, and salary caps dictate why guys play for your team, not if they're good people or not. So that's where I come down ultimately on looking to sports for morals or looking to sports for sportsmanship. I don't care. Like, if you're a pro athlete, you can pay millions of dollars. Go out there and win. No one would care if Baker Mayfield threw 4 touchdowns, 350 yards. Oh, he didn't shake Richard Sherman's hand before the game? People would say, like, yeah, that's because he's a winner. He's focused. They wouldn't care. They care because the Browns suck, and this is another story that adds to people piling on with the Browns. So there you go.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Dabo Swinney is Clemson's head coach. He wins a lot of football games. Full disclosure, he is everything that I hate about football coaches. He was asked about Trevor Lawrence and his shoulder. There was a report yesterday we talked about that Trevor Lawrence actually hurt his shoulder week two, and it was bad enough for him to get an MRI. Now, that MRI obviously showed no damage. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been listed on injury reports. They don't have to either.
Right. Doesn't mean that he isn't injured. It just means they have not listed him on any injury report they provide.
So at practice yesterday, the reporters run to Dabo Swinney and ask him about this report that Trevor Lawrence has a bump shoulder. And here is Dabo Swinney's response. No, I'm not confirming any of that. And I don't want anybody texting me anymore. I had a media guy text me the other night. You know, that's private information. That's private information. If I want anybody to know our medical stuff, I'll tell you. We'll put it on the injury report. But people texting me on my phone to ask me information that's not public information that I wouldn't put out unless it's something that needed to be put out is bad business. There's nothing wrong with Trevor. And I don't like people trying to create drama. There's no drama on this team. So what do people do? They want to create drama. It's the most unbelievable thing. Ain't nothing wrong with Trevor. Zero, nothing. If we did an MRI, that ain't nobody's business. We do MRIs all the time. All the time. All the time. I mean, a guy sets a bruise, or the guy gets a bruise on his knee, we do an MRI. Guy bruises his elbow, we do an MRI. It's like we've got to find, it drives me crazy. There's no drama on this team, so it's like we got to create some. Oh, Trevor missed a throw. He must be hurt. No, he's human. He's human, all right? So here's what I'm confirming. Trevor Lawrence is a great football player and a great leader. There ain't nothing wrong with him. He had a bruise. He had a bruise. If there was something wrong with him, would we be running him on the goal line? I mean, he's run great. There ain't nothing wrong with him. If he missed a throw, it's because he missed a throw, period. He's not whatever. All these people just need to relax. He's a human, and he's met every human expectation. We're 5-0, and he's done a great job.
So, first of all, kudos to that reporter that texted Dabo Swinney for confirming that Trevor Lawrence definitely had an MRI, because there's no way he goes into that tirade if he didn't have an MRI.
That's okay, though, because they just hand out MRIs like candy.
I know, but when he go into that depth, like, I'm not confirming he had an MRI, all right? We do give out MRIs all the time for guys who have bruises, and then later you say, oh, he had a bruise, all right.
All right, but, so he had an MRI.
Thank you. You've confirmed that by your dumb word salad you just spit at all of us.
See, here's what bothers me, is that these coaches, they grandstand, and it's like, I'm not going to give you his personal medical information. That's private. Yeah. What are we talking about here? Stupid. Are we talking about some sort of cancer scare with a guy? You are paid to coach football. We are paid to ask you about football. All these people that show up in the stands every single week pay to see your team play football. And if there's some sort of shoulder issue with your star quarterback, don't you think that's interesting news? We're not entitled to know anything or even ask a damn question without you flying off the handle?
Well, here's the other thing Dabo just completely does not understand. And he seems like he might be occasionally, like when you hear him talk, you occasionally get the sense there's more to this guy. I sometimes wonder if Dabo just doesn't lay it on thick to have like a general appeal, and then maybe there's a little bit more going on underneath the surface that he doesn't let on, because that would then cut out what makes him appealing, is that he seems like a normal guy. But Dabo Swinney should understand this. There is always drama surrounding your football program because your football program is a successful one. If your football program is successful, that means there are expectations. And that means every week the outcome is in doubt until it isn't, until you win the game. That in and of itself is drama. So if Trevor Lawrence goes out and has a statistically fine day and you win the game by 3 touchdowns, but you should have won by 5, and he looked bad for the first half and didn't really click into the second half, you don't think people are going to worry about that, Dabo? Then you're completely short-sighted, and you have no idea how college football works. And I can't believe that, even about a guy like Dabo Swinney. He knows how this works. He is trying his, I guess, best. He failed miserably to cut out any speculation about his quarterback. All he did was just put oxygen on that fire, did he not? If I came to you and was like, I think you might have been conceived by aliens, and you may not be a human, and you were like, your answer came back to me as, oh, yeah, I'm an alien. Got it. Funny. Like, I would then go, well, maybe, right, maybe
I've shut
wrong.
You down completely. But
if you if go,
I protest
I'm
too
an
much.
Alien, you have private information. My parents are saints. How dare you? They're residents of Chicago when I was conceived. Like, if you started down that path, I'd be like, whoa, he really got agitated about that. I wonder if there's something more to this. So Dabo Swinney may have overplayed his hand here slightly. Slightly.
Yeah. He doesn't want drama. None of these guys do. Nick Saban doesn't want drama. Nothing. But yet when a reporter asks a perfectly reasonable question like, hey, Dabo, Nick, whatever. Because Nick, I can picture Nick Saban saying
the
same
thing.
He's done it before.
He has done it. He would
like,
do it
so
again.
When you beat the Citadel by 40 this week. Wait.
Yes.
Who says we're beating the Citadel by 40? Oh, now you're going to manufacture drama. You're going to pretend in your little fairy tale land that this is actually a game that you're going to play. See, when I want to sensationalize something, I'm the enemy.
Or more specifically, when you want information about a football team you care about.
When you want to sensationalize something, well, that's just you being a good football coach, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real about this here. This is all make-believe, all of it. You're playing a game. You're paid $7 million to coach college kids play football. This is all make-believe.
I would like to know, does Dabo Swinney truly, when he goes to the bank and he deposits those checks, you know, on his 10-year, $92 million contract, does Dabo Swinney say, this is all drama-free money right here? This is all the money I get for having a drama-free program. No! The only reason they pay you that much is because people care. When people care, there's going to be drama. That's how this goes.
More stupidity awaits you.
Well, that's all the information I need.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend returns on the other side of the break. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Ms. Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 total savings on the Tucson. See your local Columbus Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number one in quality by the Ohio Medicaid Managed Care Report Card. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs at no cost to me. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. You have a choice. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye for no-cost Medicaid coverage. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
Rothman here. Let's talk about junk, old furniture, broken appliances. That pile of boxes taking up space. Get rid of it. Just did it for my dad. I wish I had the experts at Junk Pros. Same day and next day service, and they even donate to local animal shelters. Schedule now. JunkProsColumbus.com.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our fall bridal buy one, get one half off sale is through the 13th. We'll help you create a one-of-a-kind design or select from over thousands of engagement ring styles. Shop local at Worthington Jewelers, where Columbus gets engaged.
Golic and Wingo.
If you had to put an amount of money that would make you uncomfortable on it, where would you go?
Listen, we're coming off a Thursday night football game that I bet my blood and organs on, so I'm just happy to be here with you guys, period.
Golic and Wingo.
Presented by Mumo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
Success in nursing is a matter of degree. At Mount Carmel College of Nursing, we offer undergraduate and graduate degree programs, including our online Doctor of Nursing practice. When you're ready to pursue your life's calling as a professional, Mount Carmel College of Nursing is ready for you with a nursing degree that truly matters. Plan now to attend Mount Carmel College of Nursing's open house Wednesday, October 16th or Thursday the 17th. To sign up, visit mccn.edu.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Here's Man and Bone.
We're doing very important work on the show today. We are trying to determine the most attractive president in NFL history.
NFL history. That's right.
And American history.
Paul Tagliabue, most attractive commissioner in NFL history.
You shut your mouth. You should be voting for a fellow ginger. And Roger Goodell, no. You gingers got to stick together.
No, we don't. I don't have to stick together with him at all.
All right, I contend. Now, we said before 1900, the most attractive president was? Who did you pick? Because I agreed with you.
We both said it was the pride of Delaware.
Rutherford Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes, yes.
Yes, all right. He was the most attractive. And then as you get on in years, for the most part, people get more attractive.
Well, but we also get better photos, too. That's the other thing.
We get better photos. A lot of people would say, regardless of year, JFK is probably the most handsome. I disagree with that. I think young Nixon's got something going on.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, young Nixon for sure looks like it, he looks like he could be popping up out of a swimming pool in like a some kind of perfume ad. He does look like that. I give
you. Go to this website, too, again. I'm going to give it again. President Story.
Not President.
No.
They took the T off of President.
PresidentStory.com. It's got an old picture and a young picture. I contend that young Jimmy Carter looks like a combination of Jay Berson and Vince McMahon. So if you see that, tell me.
I want to know how that would sound if that like they were dueling personalities.
Look at him! Hello! Look at him! One, two, he's got him! No, he doesn't have him! No, he doesn't. I thought he had him. Don't have him. Hello!
All right.
What am I doing?
I think Chuck Amato's stuck in there, too, but that's okay. I'm not mad about
it. Hey! What a maneuver! Philip Rivers got his wife pregnant. He just looked at her. Yeah!
He locked her in the figure four. Although with him, it's like the figure 12 because that's how many kids they have.
and put her in the sharpshooter.
I think the most handsome is actually young George H.W. Bush.
You're doing God's work.
Now, yeah, old George H.W. Bush looks very nerdy and no. But young George H.W. Bush, you're right. He is actually a handsome mang.
I was watching something recently. It was a historical show. And it was about World War II and how, damn it, I'm not doing this story justice.
Huh?
There is grainy video footage of, I guess, George H.W. Bush was in World War II. His entire battalion, platoon, I'm saying it wrong. I know that.
A group of soldiers
they
he was with.
They were all wiped out.
Right.
They were pulling one soldier to safety at sea.
Okay.
The one soldier that survived this thing.
Yeah.
And they've got grainy footage of this soldier being pulled onto this other boat to safety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's George H.W. Bush.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness, that's crazy. I didn't know
that.
I find that so odd.
It's like, this is the future president of the United States.
How would you know that of like all the hundreds of thousands of soldiers that were involved in that, and you're shooting random footage of one of them, and it just happens to be a guy who grows up to be one of 45 men who have been president of the United States? That's nuts.
Bill Clinton, as a teenager, by the way, looks exactly like Bill Clinton today.
He looks like he looks like a goober. I'll be honest with you. Like, he just looks like a guy where you're like, oh, man, this goofball, there's no way this guy's going to be president. I'm not saying looks should preclude you from being president, but
and
in his
young,
case.
Young Bush looks like he just did some coke on a table.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
That was one hell of a kegger.
A guy that we haven't talked about yet, Barack Obama, I do think would do fine at any age. Young, old, doesn't matter. He would do well. Handsome Meng alert, though, on, and I know he's a Michigan man, but Gerald R. Ford as a young man.
Oh, yes, I saw
handsome
that.
Guy.
Yeah, he's like, handsome.
And he's always
guy.
Had the strong jawline, but he had the full head of hair, blonde. Yeah, I think he would do. He probably did do exceptionally well with the ladies.
He would be a better quarterback at Michigan than Shea Patterson.
That's right.
So Kansas has a bunch of problems going on with their college basketball program. I can't believe Bill Self still has a job. They have been charged by the NCAA with lack of institutional control. They have several level one violations that they're staring at.
Lack of institutional control, by the way, is a pretty broad terminology, but it generally does mean that the people in charge at Kansas are not acting in the best interest of their student athletes, and they're not just doing it on one front or one mishap. They're doing it broadly on all fronts. They have completely dropped the ball as people should be trusted with college athletes. That's the premise of this next story that you should be looking at it with.
Their relationship with Adidas is under the microscope, because hundreds of thousands of dollars were alleged to change hands between corrupt people at Adidas, who are serving time in jail, by the way, and the KU basketball program to funnel recruits to them. By the way, Kansas recently signed a 14-year, $196 million extension with Adidas.
All right.
But remember, this is amateurism, and just pure amateurism, and we need to respect that.
That's right.
So they have this thing called Late Night in the Fog. Fog spelled P-H-O-G.
Well, that's Fog Allen Fieldhouse, right, where they play basketball.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they had a scrimmage by the men's basketball team. They had a scrimmage, the women's basketball team, and the fans were there, and they were having a bunch of fun.
Sure.
Stuff like that, right?
Midnight Madness thing. Yes, of course.
Well, they decided to hire Snoop Dogg as the entertainment after the scrimmages were over.
All right.
Both the teams were still there enjoying themselves, men's and women's teams. Snoop Dogg performed for, they say, 35 minutes. The performance included pole dancers, profanity, which who cares, by the way?
Yeah.
Depending on what the profanity is. And a money gun. Yes, Snoop had a, like, bazooka that shot fake $100 bills.
Yeah, because you definitely can't shoot real $100 bills, because that would probably result in a recruiting violation, I'm guessing. But yeah, it's a pretty interesting thought to do there, Bill Self, given that you're being scrutinized by the NCAA.
Well, they came out after the fact and their AD Jeff Long and Bill Self essentially said, well, if I would have known these shenanigans would have gotten out of hand, we thought it was good, wholesome entertainment. I had no idea who Snoop Dogg was. I thought it was a puppet show. I had no idea.
By the way, like, I don't care. If you go to a Snoop Dogg concert and he's got stripper poles and he's shooting $100 bills, fake or real, out of a gun and using every swear word known to man, I don't care. It's a rap concert. Go for it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. The difference is that this is a school that gets bent out of shape when you dare insinuate that they're doing anything not above board. And last I checked, in college basketball, there was recently a scandal involving strippers on a campus. That might be why some people, that's where I think it kind of goes over the line, is, again, you want to do that on your own time, that's fine, but Louisville just had this scandal where strippers and dancers were hired, and that caused a problem for them. Maybe Kansas should have thought, you know what, let's just double check what Snoop Dogg's got planned. Again, Snoop is his own guy. He's a well-known entity. I love him. You should probably look into him if you are Kansas and you're not familiar with his act before you book him to do your show.
Oh, no, they were completely familiar. Here's the last line of this story. To promote Snoop Dogg's performance, Kansas last week produced a video with Bill Self wearing a shirt with a large Adidas basketball logo and a chain with a money sign.
So they're just leaning into this. That's great.
Yeah, but then they act like, oh, we had no idea.
Well, that's
I'm so sorry. We take these complaints very seriously, and I'm sure that they'll say to the end, they'll try and kiss the NCAA's ring. Like, oh, I'm sorry. We had no idea. Yes, you knew. You have Bill Self wearing a chain with a money sign and an Adidas basketball shirt.
Right. This is what I hate about the NCAA the most, is it makes people like you and me be anti-fun. But the NCAA claims they care about protecting student athletes from having said fun of collecting money for their likeness or being able to, you know, that's really what it all comes down to, is getting paid to play college athletics. They are the ones out of one side of their mouth saying, we definitely don't want any of that. And on the other side of their mouth, you've got a Bill Self saying, yeah, come on, let's shoot money into the crowd and have stripper
balls. I know,
balls.
And it's not about anti-fun. I like all of these things. I like money. Right. I like profanity, and mm-hmm. I like stripper poles.
Sure.
However, should an institute of higher education be promoting this on their campus? Probably not.
That is a different argument, isn't it? I just, like I said, if Snoop's throwing a concert at, like, the college, just or if he's throwing it in that venue and it's not tied to college basketball.
Well, because they've rented out
even,
the venue.
Right, that's even fine. Like, obviously that happens. But in this case, it is, hey, here's our night of celebrating Kansas basketball, and then here is noted debauchery happening on the court, which, again, totally fine otherwise, but you're now going through this scandal specifically because of your debauchery.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Now back to the show.
Ryan Day with his weekly presser. Today, Buckeyes are on the bye, but that's not stopping Ryan Day from chatting with the media. Would you like to hear from the coach?
I would love to hear from the coach.
Well, you know, there were some rumblings, albeit not accurate, obviously, that Ryan Day could be in the running for the Washington Redskins head coaching job.
All right.
He was asked about potentially coaching in the NFL someday. Here's what Coach Day had to say.
Yeah, and I appreciate you asking. And I think, you know, being in a place like Ohio State, anytime there's success, things like this are going to come up. I don't ever really want to talk about any of that stuff. I just I love it here, and this is where I want to be. So whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, even for the next 5, 10, hopefully 20 years while I'm here, I really don't want to comment on that because I don't think it's good for anybody.
All right. They're still going to ask you, but yeah. That's fine. I agree with you. I would not want to have to answer those questions either.
I'm going to say he takes the Redskins job because if you put glasses on him, he looks like Dan Snyder.
Now, nobody quite looks like Dan Snyder because they don't have, like, bile streaming out of their eyeballs. But, yes, other than that, you're right. He's very similar looking. Can I just add this, though, for Ryan Day and for people who – I know there are some Buckeye fans who take great offense to the media asking questions. As much as I don't always see eye to eye with everyone in print media, that's their job, is to, hey, this rumor's out there. We have a chance to ask you questions. This is a service for Ryan Day, in a way, for the media to ask him, hey, would you like to go on record about this? And then he can go on the record about it and say, yeah, thanks for asking. I want to be here. I don't want to really talk about this stuff, but I want to be here.
Are people getting blowback because the question was asked?
No, but I just know I know sometimes there's a small segment of Buckeye fans like, why you hate on Ryan Day? He don't want to go nowhere. And it's like,
All right, well, that's his opportunity to tell you he don't want to go nowhere.
I'm saying the media is not trying to screw him. They're asking him a question to give him an opportunity to answer it. He did.
Screw him. What did he
do? Asked and answered and moved on.
I know. They're probably washing his undercarriage while they asked him the question.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. I hate to do this, but let me take my ball squeegee out and ask, would you ever NFL Redskins? No, I didn't think so. Okay.
Golf ball squeegee, clearly. Like they have on a golf course where you can clean your ball.
Here's more Ryan Day on that subject.
When we had to move our family 3 times in 3 years. And that was not good. And you know, that's the thing that I don't know if people realize is when you have to move your family, you have a young family, when you're moving them all over the place, it is the worst thing to go home to your family and tell them we got to move again and they got to be the new kid again. And your wife has to figure out a new set of friends again. It's just not good. And, certainly Nina and I didn't grow up that way. You know, we grew up in the same house for our whole lives and all of our family's still back in the same hometown. So that was hard times for us. And then I said, you know, never again. I don't want to do it anymore. And she said the same thing. And that was the decision that we made.
Now, I believe him. I think that's good to say.
He's not going.
I will gladly move 3 times if you're going to pay me Ryan Day's salary. I will deal with the emotional distress.
He did
that's
that.
That's the other side.
But
of,
now he's at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I hate to break some news for you, and I know this is blasphemy. Better job than the Washington Redskins.
It's a better job than 90% of the NFL.
I know it is. And, you know, 20 years ago, you would look at that and say, well, that's kooky. Even the biggest jobs in college football, you can't compete with any NFL job. That's not the case anymore. Sorry.
To take that point a little further, go look at Nick Saban. What was the last job he held before he took the Alabama job? It was an NFL gig. You tell me that NFL gig right now, the Dolphins head coaching job, is better than the one he has at Alabama? It's not. Look at who is going to be, look at the names that will come up when Nick Saban leaves Alabama versus the names that will come up the next time the Dolphins have to hire a new coach, which will probably be within 18 months.
Now, maybe you're thinking to yourself, Ryan Day, the coaching staff during this bye, they'll probably go take a group vacation because I'm sure they love just hanging out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
At a Sandals resort and drink some Mai Tais, or they use this bye week to do some recruiting.
Well, that's why you work so many hours and you have so many people who do a great job within the staff here. There's a lot going on. There was a lot going on Saturday. You know, I don't know the total number we had, but it was a ridiculous amount of people that were here. And I thought Mark and everybody involved in his staff did a great job organizing all that and handling it well. I think recruits and their families understand that, you know, on game day, they're not going to get as much time face-to-face with the coaches or anything. They come in for the atmosphere, and they understand that. And all the feedback we got was that it was a home run.
So here's what he's referring to. They had a bunch of the official visits taking place during the Michigan State game, and then those families will stick around the next couple days.
Right.
And that's when the recruiting takes place.
Well, sure, because it's a great time to be able to not have to get right into a game week of preparation, to be able to say, yeah, we can talk to you for an hour. We can sit down with the mom and dad and answer some questions if you've got them about what this place is like. It's crazy to think about that, though, because I am someone who, like most of us, I think, are, when we think of college football, it's easy to get cynical. It's easy to think that, oh, guys only pick places to go because they want a playing opportunity. They want to know they're going to be able to be a star. They want to go to the NFL. All those things are factors for sure, but I know that for plenty of families, it is also a decision of, wow, did you see where you're going to have to live? You're going to be way off campus if you go to this school. Oh, wow, I like the fact that this is more of a community vibe and everybody seems to get along here. Like, those are things that do factor too, and those parents need to know all of that, not just, hey, how many championships have you won and how many trophies do you have at the Woody? Those things all count too, clearly.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
One of the fine owners of the Columbus Crew, the smartest man in this room right now.
Oh, by far.
That's a tough one.
Well, I don't know. Tim Miller from Crew PR is back there. It's like 1 and 2.
Well, that's right.
There.
I don't want to.
Fair enough.
Dr. Pete Edwards is here. Good to see you, Doc.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow's a big day for you. I know that obviously this was the goal when you and the Haslams got together and made this a reality, but can you believe that it's here, that tomorrow's shovel day?
No, we're super excited that it's here, and really, we promised the MLS it was going to be here, so this is part of what our homework was, and this is part of what our dream was, and you know, in Columbus, we dream big, and in Columbus, we accomplish bigger, so we're all in, we're excited, it's growing, everything is going to be really cool.
From a timeline standpoint, yes, this is it's been talked about for a while now, but for people who don't understand, just to get to this point by October when, I believe, tomorrow's October 10th. October 12th will have been 1 year since the infamous It's Saved announcement, even though that was the preemptive announcement before the full announcement. I mean, it's less than a year you went from, hey, the team's going to stay, to here's the plans and we're breaking ground on the new stadium. Just what has this last year been like for you guys to try to get this process to this point?
It's been quite a race. There's no way we could have done it without the Haslam Group, right? We don't have 250 people, so you can share 40 people who work 40 hours a week trying to get all the parts together. If you look at the timeline for what's been done, there's 15 people that are working full-time on their part of the timeline every day, phone calls, architects. It's been an unbelievable sprint to get to this stage, but we really want this stadium to be on par with the best stadiums in the world and on par with time, and for us to be playing in July of 2021. It's a lot that has to happen between now and then, but we're comfortable with the timeline. We needed to have steel ordered and really ready to go already. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of meetings, a lot of architects, a lot of construction companies. It's been an unbelievable effort, and I can't thank the Haslam Sports Group enough for supplying the manpower to do all that.
Crew owner Dr. Pete Edwards joining us here on The Fan. I want to talk about the season because obviously things came together very quickly. It did for us, too, as we tried to get games on the air. We're trying to scramble and figure out how we get crew games on the air. You guys are trying to scramble and figure out how to run an MLS franchise. Take us through some of those early challenges and what it was like getting your feet wet. I know you've been around the team. You've been around the sport for a long time, but not in this capacity.
Yeah, we were really blessed to be able to get a great general manager and a great coach. So that's the biggest thing is they did the day-to-day stuff. But I don't think that we knew how many people we were going to have to hire in the front office to do the things that we needed done. And we hired 40 people in the last 4 months to do high-level jobs for us. So the general manager is trying to run the soccer side, but he's also hiring everybody right and left to do the business side, right. And he's trying to do all that. So that was crazy. And then you layer on top of it, we had a really good team. But I've been involved with this team for 24 years now. This is almost double the number of games lost to injury that I've ever had in any of the previous 23 years. We had almost 140 games lost to starters this year. My previous high was 80, and that was with one guy who missed the entire season. 2 years ago, we had 56, and one guy missed 34. So between the whole rest of the team, we had 23 games missed. We had almost triple that. Yeah. So that was an unrecoverable thing there in the middle when we started 17 different lineups in 20 games. Soccer's too much about chemistry and knowing where people are when they're not seen. And when you're playing with a different guy every day, you can't do that. So there was a lot going on the pitch and a lot going on off the pitch too. So I'm looking forward to this offseason to catch a breath and have a team ready and attack next season, both on the pitch with hopefully some exciting acquisitions, as well as in the front office where we can at least sign up somebody for a season ticket before January.
Right. I know you've got a lot of that going on where you have to build this team, not just on the field, off the field. You're building a stadium. There's been talk, too. I saw today that Inter Miami and the New England Revolution both announced they're going to have USL teams next year. The statement I saw says that leaves Whitecaps, LAFC, Columbus Crew, SC, and some unnamed team down in Texas that hasn't played a soccer game yet. Those four franchises don't have a USL team. Is there a chance that that's on the horizon for the Crew to have a USL team as well here in Columbus?
You know, I think that that's a really good thing to bring up because we have to have a great academy in Columbus, and we're committed to that, and we've hired academy coaches, and we've done a lot of things to get our academy in line. But as part of that development process for our players, they need to have a USL option. So the short answer is absolutely. We're planning on having a USL team. It'll be another great option for people in Columbus that maybe can't make a Crew game to come see a USL game. But more importantly, it's part of the development for the best academy group to be able to move on to that level. So that's something we're very strongly interested in.
I have a question for you when it comes to walking into the new Crew Stadium when that's completed in July of 2021. The first place you will go, because there's reading the press release, there's all these different, you know, beautiful, you know, restaurant ideas and club seats and all this other stuff. Are you going to go right to that pub and just get a beer and drink that? And kind of, where's the first place you're going in the new Crew Stadium, if you can pick right now?
Pub or beer garden? beer garden is really cool because it's going to be indoor, outdoor, but you're going to have TVs to watch from. I kind of like that German feel of being able to be inside and outside, and on a day like today, to be able to sit out under a tree at the stadium, have a beer. That's pretty great.
Well, they have ramps so that we can get our rascals up there.
Yes.
We're planning on being much fatter by the time that starts. So we'll be also scheduling preemptive surgeries for our Achilles and ACLs blowing out as we walk to the stadium.
Hey, real quick, last thing for you. How did the Haslams react this season to everything? I mean, this is new to them too. It's not new to them being owners in the sports world, but they are new to the sport of soccer.
They've loved it. They were at, I'd say, 15, 16 games this year. So they were here a lot. And in the beginning, they were learning, and they didn't know when to get angry and when to say, oh, that was a foul. But right. By the end, Jimmy was smacking chairs and D was saying, did you see that? How did they not call that? You know, that's a PK. So they got up to speed pretty quickly, and they're pretty passionate fans.
I saw Jimmy, and sometime it was July or August, one of the home games where he was walking off the field. The refs had a particularly egregious moment in the game, I feel like. And I saw him stop. The referees were walking about 10 yards in front of him. He stopped. He looked at him, and he just threw his hand at him like, hey, get out of here. Just kind of did one of those motions. And I thought, all right, it's a little more investment than I was initially expecting for a guy who's new to soccer. That's very cool to see that he's understanding the game a little bit.
He's picking it up fast, and he cares a ton. And so does D. And that's what you want. I care. You care. We want people to say this is our team and we care too. So I can tell you it starts at the top, and I swiped at the refs a couple times on the bench myself.
Dr. Pete Edwards, one of the owners of the Crew, tomorrow's going to be fun for you. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Not dumb enough yet?
Oh, no.
Good news.
Good news.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekends coming up next. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
GBQ is a top accounting and consulting firm with over 175 associates working to serve even the most complex organizations. Our approach, built around our core practices of assurance, tax, and consulting, is designed to maximize financial opportunities. And with over 65 years in business and 80-plus CPAs on staff, you'll benefit from the support of a partner that knows your industry and focus on serving the needs of your company. Visit GBQ.com and discover why forging a relationship with GBQ could be your very best business decision.
Success in nursing is a matter of degree. At Mount Carmel College of Nursing, we offer undergraduate and graduate degree programs, including our online Doctor of Nursing practice. When you're ready to pursue your life's calling as a professional, Mount Carmel College of Nursing is ready for you with a nursing degree that truly matters. Plan now to attend Mount Carmel College of Nursing's open house Wednesday, October 16th or Thursday, the 17th. To sign up, visit mccn.edu.
You might think ExxonMobil just makes the gas for your car, but we fuel America in other ways, too. For starters, we contribute over $40 billion to the U.S. economy. Whether you vote red or blue, that's a lot of green. Green that helps pay for roads, schools, and other infrastructure across the country. Our investments have also created 177,000 jobs, both direct and indirect. See all the ways ExxonMobil helps keep America going strong and get more facts at energyfactor.com.
You know what makes every diamond unique and special are its four C's: cut, clarity, color, and carat weight. But do you know what makes Diamonds Direct special and unique? It's our own four C's. The first C, concept. Diamonds Direct has revolutionized jewelry shopping by eliminating middleman markups and giving you direct access to the world's finest diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. The second C, choice. Diamonds Direct's multi-million dollar selection of precious diamonds is unparalleled, and with over 4,000 designer settings to choose from, you are empowered to make a decision that works for your style and taste. The third C, confidence. With a nationwide price guarantee, free lifetime warranty, our unique 110% diamond upgrade policy, and our no-pressure, no-risk environment, you have total peace of mind. And the fourth C, community. Every year we partner with local charities and nonprofits with significant donations of time, money, and jewelry to make this a better place for everyone. Diamonds Direct, as unique, special, and rare as every diamond in our showcase. Get store hours and directions at diamondsdirect.com.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Young Jimmy Carter looks like a combination of Jay Burson and Vince McMahon.
I want to know how that would sound if that like they were dueling personalities.
Look at him! Hello?
Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 614-907-9200. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Whether you're ready to complete your college degree or start your master's, Ohio Dominican University has online programs that fit your schedule, your budget, and your goals. Even if it's been years since your last college course, Ohio Dominican's generous transfer policy means you may be able to complete your degree much sooner than you think. Ready to begin your master's? ODU's MBA, Healthcare Administration, and Sport Management degrees will help you stand out, both at work and on your resume. Explore all of Ohio Dominican's online programs at ohiodominican.edu/online.
Hey, Anthony Rothman here with Mark Baker from Midwest Heating and Cooling. Mark, I didn't realize that Midwest is the oldest heating and cooling company in Columbus.
That's right, Anthony. Midwest has been keeping customers satisfied since 1907, and we've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1950, maintaining an A-plus rating.
Wow, a lot of companies talk about trust, but to be in business 112 years, Midwest is doing it right.
Anthony, when you want the best, call Midwest at 252-5241. That's 252-5241.
Living in Denial, Ohio,
it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids? It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter has good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
It's Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Now, here's more of the stupid.
All right, Bengals fall to 0-5. Oof. They gave the Cardinals their first win. I put this on Twitter yesterday. This was like the battle of two guys that have no business being NFL head coaches. And I know it's early in the tenure for both of these guys. I get it. Zach Taylor, though, looks clueless.
He does, and I'm not going to say he's not at fault for this, because that was a close enough game where certainly a play or two going your way could have turned the tide. But, yeah, man, Bengals fans, it is as tough as it was to watch that, and as bad as it was for those of them who were even in attendance, and I don't blame you for not going.
Many.
I don't blame you for not going, by the way. Your team's bad, your owner's terrible, and right now you've got a team that does not know what it wants to be. Do they want to be are they a team that thinks they can genuinely win? I mean, I can't even say that with a straight face. I hope they don't think that. They should know they are a team that needs to be tanking the rest of the year. You are 0-5.
Shouldn't have been making this decision now. Should have made this decision in the offseason.
I know that, but they just hired a new coach. They thought, let's give it a shot with our aging roster. And guess what? It's clearly not working out. Anyone with two brain cells probably could have figured that out, that it wasn't going to work this year. But, all right, now we can all put past who knew what when and who was on board when with this. Everyone should acknowledge now you're bad. So you need to tank. If Andy Dalton says, my elbow is a little sore, shut him down for the year. Like, be done, and then be open to trading anyone who they ask about. And, yes, that includes A.J. Green. Whoever they ask about, be open to trading them, get picks, and try to get better over the next couple years, because that's where you are now.
It's just so frustrating watching this team, because this was another winnable game for them. Every other defense so far has figured out a way to keep Kyler Murray from beating them with his legs, except for the Bengals.
I know.
They couldn't figure that out yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And look what happened with them against the Niners earlier this year, right? I mean, They had the one thing they couldn't figure out was like little screen passes and flares to the tight end, and that ended up killing them in that game. Yeah, I mean, it's a problem when they're going up against semi-decent offensive coordinators and they're able to say, oh, yeah, here's one thing we're going to do, try to stop it, and they go, well, we don't know how. We thought you were going to do a bunch of different things and we'd just luck the draw, stop you a few times. Nope, you found one thing to exploit us. We can't adjust.
Man, can you imagine how many people are going to show up when it actually gets cold?
No.
Like, that was nothing yesterday.
Oh, no, that was perfect weather. Oh, well, not perfect weather. It was raining. But I'm saying, like, temperature-wise, to start the day, you might have thought, I'm sure the rain helped keep some people away, too, but...
You're going to go to Jacksonville next week.
You got a couple
week.
More weeks of, like, decent temperatures, and then it's going to get 20 degrees and no one's going to go.
Not Jacksonville. You go to Baltimore next week, and we'll talk about them coming up in a second. They may be bad. I know they won yesterday, but they may be bad. Then you host the Jags, and the Jags lost yesterday, but they may be good. They may be secret good, the Jags.
Right. Yeah.
Then you host the Rams. I'm still waiting for a victory here. Then you host the Ravens. Then you go play the Raiders, who look secretly competent.
And you have to go on the road to do that, which is going to be tough.
Then you host the Steelers. That may be your first win. Your first win may be on November 24th, hosting the Steelers. Oh.
Yeah, right. Like I said, Bengals fans, this is the situation you're in. I've been there as a Browns fan. I know you've been there too before. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but getting more than two or three wins is dangerous. You need the number one overall pick. You need to get that number one overall pick away from Miami because they're also trying to be very, very bad.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
All right, the Bengals are crap. They're 0-5. They're trying not to go 0-6. Their offensive line is in shambles. They've decided to mix things up on the offensive line. Billy Price is going to start at left guard in Baltimore this weekend. Michael Jordan, this is Buckeye and Buckeye Crime, by the way.
Yeah.
Who had been starting at left guard. Now he's not. But Zach Taylor says, hey, it's not all Michael Jordan's fault. He says, it's not one person. We've got guard depth. Okay.
All right.
We've always had a lot of confidence in Billy Price. We've got a lot of confidence in Mike Jordan. It's just something we wanted to look at this week. Billy has continued to earn an opportunity. All right. This is interesting. I don't think this is going to make a difference. And I don't know what this means for Billy Price, because Billy Price, they're talking about Billy Price like, man, this scrappy guy, he continues to earn looks, and maybe one day he'll be a first-round pick. Oh, no, he was. You drafted Billy Price in the first round.
Yeah.
And he's on your bench, and now you're saying, oh, okay, I guess we'll try this guy that we drafted in the first round again and see what he can do. This team is a mess.
Of course it is. And I also feel like, to your point, I understand you're saying that it's interesting, and it is to a degree, but I feel like one of the outer circles of hell is being on an Ofer football team that has not won a game all year, and then hearing your head coach talk about your guard depth.
Yeah, you have guard depth, which means you have human bodies. Yes, I know. Congratulations.
Yes, I guess what I'm saying is, that's the level of minutia we're trying to get into to find any positive about this Bengals team right now. Because everyone knows this team, despite, yes, playing some games close and still
losing
those games.
None of that matters. When you're 0-5, it doesn't matter.
Right.
None of that matters.
I can't imagine a Bengals fan sitting there today saying, yeah, I know we are 0-5, guys, but let's take some solace in our guard depth. We do have a lot of that. And I don't even know that that's the case.
That's just
the spin they're putting on it.
A.J. Green says he's ready for anything at the deadline. He says, I'm prepared for anything. A trade's not going to change who I am. I'm still going to play. I'm still going to be AJ.
That's good. That should be your motivation. But the reality is, if this team wants to improve, they should look at training anybody that can get them a return in the draft.
I wonder what AJ Green gets you, though. Because
I don't know.
He was ouchie last year. He's ouchie this year, of course. He hasn't played a game yet. We don't know when he's going to play a game. Now, talent-wise, when he's healthy, you would assume, oh, well, A.J. Green, he can get you a high-round pick, and so you should move him. But he's 31, and he's oft injured, and I just wonder what, in fact, he does bring you if they move him.
And he's out of contract at the end of the year.
Yes, he has no contract left. Not like so, that makes a difference anyway in the NFL. You can.
Well, I know, but if you had, like, a year left on your contract, you could argue maybe that allows you to get a little bit more return.
No, he's in the final year of his deal.
Yeah, so that's going to be a really tough sell for me. I guess the only people that would come in on that would be teams that say, we need him now. If there's a significant injury to a contending team at wide receiver, yeah, there's certainly a chance that that's the case. But like you said, this is a guy that has a track record of getting hurt, and you don't know if you can even count on him for this year if you go and trade for him, because he might get hurt during the season and miss the playoffs anyway. So, yeah, the return's going to be, I would think, fourth-round pick or lower, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that to rip him. I'm saying you're renting him for 3 months, and you might be able to sign him. But you can do that anyway in the offseason without giving up anything. So you're really paying for 3 months of his services, which is an iffy proposition.
He's going to miss this game against Baltimore this weekend. It will be the 19th game that he's missed over the past three seasons. So, I mean, that's real.
And like I said, if you're going to get some depth, that's a concern. Or if you're a good team that just wants someone who can help you solidify for the playoffs, again, I don't know if you can count on him, because get to get out there, play two games, and get hurt again.
This has got Patriots written all over it, doesn't it?
Of course.
Where they just
sort
of swoop in and they give up a late round pick and they're like, what the hell happened? And then AJ Green's catching touchdowns in the postseason.
To be fair, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I think AJ Green, that'd be wonderful for him, even though he doesn't like to admit that he probably would enjoy that a lot.
Well, but AJ Green has said, he's always said he wants to remain in Cincinnati.
I know he said that. He says the right thing. But the reality is, you're telling me there's guys that sit on the Bengals roster and say, no, I'd much rather stay here in dysfunction land than go off to Successville and just hang out there.
Like it doesn't happen yet. You got a guy going to the Hall of Fame and Joe Thomas that did exactly that.
Well, did he beg to stay there? I mean, I'm saying they couldn't work out deals to get him moved. Now, maybe he was actively campaigning and threatening people in the facility and going, you trade me, I will never come back here. You know, I don't know that that's Joe Thomas. I think Joe Thomas just said, I'm not here to get into a bunch of deals. I'm here to go play football, and that's that. But your point is well taken. He never was gone from the Browns, and maybe that is because of his own personal choice.
More stupidity awaits you.
That's all the information I need.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend returns on the other side of the break. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hello, man. Do you struggle with the appearance of your chest? This is Dr. Ann Taylor of Aesthetica Surgery and Spa. Gynecomastia is a condition in which fat and tissue build up in the chest. Constantly worrying about how you look in t-shirts and without a shirt can be uncomfortable. If that describes you, call me. I can perform surgery to give you a firm, flat chest that is natural looking. You will look your best in every situation. Find us at drannTaylor.com or call 614-569-2649.
People across the nation are lining up around the block to try an exciting new toasted cheddar dish. And we're right in the middle of it to hear what all the fuss is about.
Well, I heard the cheddar is aged 6 months.
Which, of course, is the only kind worth toasting.
I took a sabbatical last year to learn the finer points of toasted cheddar.
I can't wait to eat whatever this line is for.
And the only place to get it is at any Taco Bell, really.
Do they take reservations?
The latest food obsession is toasted cheddar, baked onto the shell of a chalupa. The new toasted cheddar chalupa, only at Taco Bell. At participating locations for a limited time.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 total savings on the Tucson. See your local Columbus Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
GBQ is a top 200 tax, accounting, and consulting firm headquartered right here in Central Ohio for over 65 years. At GBQ, our purpose is clear. We empower growth. Growth of our people, our communities, and our clients' businesses. We've learned that this is what matters most to our stakeholders. It is this purpose that drives and inspires us each and every day. It's why we exist. Visit us online at gbq.com. That's gbq.com. GBQ, empowering growth.
Fannygate is back. Join us every Saturday home game across from St. John Arena on Lane Avenue. Catch the live pregame show and challenge Anthony Schlegel to various feats of strength.
Presented by Honda Power Equipment from Buckeye Power Sales.
The Fan.
Have you heard of the Where's the Line bystander campaign? It is designed to help educate our community about family violence. If you have witnessed an abusive situation, get confidential answers and advice today by calling 844-234-LINE, texting 87028, or chatting at wheresaline.info.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You know what sounds like fun? A trip to Cleveland on a luxury bus courtesy of Coach Quarters. Stopping at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, tailgating on said luxury bus, and then heading into the Brown Steelers Thursday night game in November with tickets from Tickets Galore. How do I get all that awesomeness, T-Bone? Well, thanks to Bud Light and 97.1 The Fan, you may just get a seat on that bus. Join me at Yogi's on Henderson Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. for your chance to win a seat for you and a guest. Visit 971thefan.com/Bud Light for more info and more chances to win.
I am that typical girl. If everyone else has it, I don't want it. I want that unique, something special that no one else has.
Deborah Looper dreamed of getting a truly one-of-a-kind engagement ring. And when she found Diamonds Direct, that dream became reality.
It truly is the fairy tale. I pinch myself daily.
Deborah was amazed to learn that Diamonds Direct works directly with the world's top bridal designers who can take an already beautiful ring and customize it just for her.
They took the ring design and said, let's personalize it. I walk out thinking, they are making a ring for me. I am beyond words about that.
And the end result? A spectacular handcrafted Christopher Designs ring, just the way she dreamed it.
No one else has what I have on my hand.
Diamonds Direct, where the possibilities are truly endless.
It was nothing short of an awesome experience.
Get the ring of your dreams without a compromise at Diamonds Direct.
If you can dream it, Diamonds Direct can design it.
Get directions, store hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Keep your device charged with Chargy.
The days of your phone or other mobile devices dying are over.
The premier on-the-go charging device to keep you charged and connected all day, every day. Buy a Chargy online at chargii.com.
That's chargii.com.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Here's Man and Bone.
I had a little bit of a situation yesterday. I want you to grade me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most horrible I can possibly be.
All right.
1 being not horrible at all, where I would fall on this scale.
Okay.
So, driving home yesterday after the show, I pull into the neighborhood, and James Laurinaitis, who lives in my neighborhood, was essentially right outside my house on the sidewalk with his two daughters.
Okay.
Just walking and having fun. As you do on a nice evening.
I'm very excited to hear where this story goes. Because I think I know where it's going.
Well, I was just, you know.
I think I know where the story's going, which is I picture you pulled into the garage and then shut the door and didn't say anything. Is that right?
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Yeah, that's extremely rude.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
That's rude.
Let me explain myself.
Okay.
So James, I mean, he's off the air at noon. He's been home for hours.
Yeah.
I'm just finished with work. I'm tired. I want to go inside. I want to have something to eat. All of this. I know that if I go outside on the sidewalk and talk to James, it's going to be like a 10 to 15 minute conversation. And I'm tired. I don't want to deal with that. We didn't make eye contact. Now, I'm sure he saw me pull in.
Of course he did.
If we would have made eye contact, I would have stopped.
Were you looking in his direction, like, is there eye contact, or were you trying to avoid eye contact?
Well, it was the back of his head. I was looking at the back of him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But he was, like, right outside my house on the sidewalk, and I know he saw me pull in. Normally, I go out and check the mail, but if I went out and checked the mail, then it would have been a conversation. So I just pulled in.
Listen.
And then quickly shut the garage door and went in the house and said nothing.
You have been very open about the fact that you don't like people.
But I like
you,
James.
Don't.
It's not that I don't like James. I do.
It's a social interaction that you, in most forms, you don't appreciate social interactions. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm saying I am aware of that. I know this about you. And yet I am still telling you, as your friend, that was probably rude. Okay. You probably should have just like, you know, here's what you do. Like, you pull up in your driveway. You don't even go in the garage. You walk over and you say, I'm still at work, in your head, for like 10 or 15 minutes. You go over, talk to a guy you know in James, who you like, and you go have a quick conversation. And he's probably thinking the whole time, like, oh, man, I hope I don't have to stay out here for half an hour talking to this idiot. Like, he's probably going to want to get back into his house, too, and get back to whatever they were doing. So, yeah, you can 10 or 15
yeah,
minutes.
You're probably right. But
I also
have a 2.5-year-old kid inside. Her head spins around because she's so damn hungry. So I need to feed her. It's dinner time.
Well, can't you drop the food off and be like, I'll go outside real quick and say hi to James. Just like, hey, man, I had to drop the food off real quick. Didn't want you to think I was being rude. How you doing?
No, I have to go inside and make the food. I make it.
Oh, well, all right. Well, she'll live.
All right.
So, you kids know, are resilient. I mean, you
feed
know.
Feed me, Daddy.
Nah, she can live. It's fine.
If we left her to her own devices, she'd be in a D cup right now. She'd be in a 2.5-year-old D cup on Maury. Toddlers with... Well, there's another T word that I was going to use, but yeah, I can't use that word.
No, don't use
Toddlers with tots.
Mm,
how about that?
That's right.
Not of the tater variety. They eat too many of them.
Okay. Yeah.
So, James, I'm sorry. I'll come by the house tonight. I'll talk to you. It's not about James. It was just about I wanted to go inside.
Trust me. We have neighbors in our neighborhood that I do like. Actually, like from time to time, I walk the kids over to the bus stop and drop them off and stand there with them as they go on the bus and talk to a couple of parents, whatever. But some mornings I get up late and I've been getting them ready. I haven't like gotten myself ready yet. And I think, you know what? I don't want to go stand next to these people without like brushing my teeth or getting my shower yet. So I'm getting the kids ready. Then I go home and take my shower, get ready, come to work. So sometimes I live 500 feet from the bus stop, I'll get in the car and drive over there to watch the kids because I don't want to have the social interaction in the morning. So I can relate to that on some level. But, yeah, your thing where you saw them outside, just say hi.
All right. I'm sorry. Shea Patterson and Jim Harbaugh on the same page. This is via the Detroit News. Now, Jim Harbaugh, after his offense scored 10 points against Iowa this past week, said that he really thinks they're starting to hit their stride offensively. Okay. Everybody think this is stupid, even Michigan fans, because the Detroit Free Press is ripping on them, the Detroit News is ripping on them, and Shea Patterson had some comments about things. Okay. He says, positivity's always lost these days. Obviously, we have high expectations, and we know you guys do too. All I can say is that we're trying our best, and we're working our ass off every single day, and we're going to continue to grow. I think there's a lot that you guys don't see. Again, this is the football guy smarter than you. Mm. There's a lot that the fans don't see. They make their adjustments on defense. We make our adjustments on offense. We're not trying to be explosive.
You, what?
Good news, Shay.
Mission accomplished. We were just talking
You're
about presence.
Trying to be explosive. Let's think about this for a second. We live in a world where every single college football game in America, for the most part, features explosive offense, unless you're watching Michigan or Northwestern. And unfortunately, they both exist in this conference.
I know. This is the thing, though, with him. He's saying we're not trying to be explosive. Well, then that implies that you are trying to just dink and dunk down the field, and that's fine, too. Here is what Shea Patterson, with an offense that he says you're just being too negative about this. You need to appreciate what we're doing. You need to appreciate the adjustments we're making.
Well, you fans are too stupid to understand the intricacies of this offense.
In that Iowa game, himself was 14 of 26 for 147 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. Quarterback rating of 27.
That's fine.
No, it's not
fine. They won the game.
Yeah, won the game because the other offense was more inept than theirs. And yes, you can attribute part of that to defenses clearly being, you know, solid. But no one should mistake. Did you see what Wisconsin did to Michigan's defense not a few weeks ago? That they had no problems. Like, both of these offenses were not good. The fact that Shea Patterson somehow thinks progress is only measured behind the scenes. Good news, dude. Every school in the country can say that. Like, your argument that, well, the fans just aren't appreciating what we're doing. Behind closed doors, we're getting way better, and we made adjustments that the normal fans don't see. Great. There's a lot of crappy offenses all around college football that could claim the same thing. Tell me how yours is different than all those crappy offenses I've watched. I'll wait for your response because you don't have one.
I did hear from a Michigan fan yesterday saying, I don't understand what all this fuss is about. Not just from the outside media, but our local media. This is ridiculous to me. Did you not see Michigan beat a team that was higher ranked than them on Saturday? Okay.
Okay. Great. That's all that matters then.
Okay.
They beat a team that's higher ranked than them.
Look, if that was an anomaly, yeah, let's say that that was a game that just got ugly, but they got the victory, and that's really all that matters. And that was an anomaly because they were averaging 42 points a game going into that game. You'd say, wow, that was an ugly victory. Hope we don't see that again, but you'd brush it aside and say, no big deal. No harm, no foul.
Right.
The reason why Michigan fans are freaking out
is because this is the offense they've seen for the better part of two seasons now with Shea Patterson as quarterback, the guy who was supposed to be your savior at the quarterback position. We heard all the things in the offseason about how you're going to switch up play calling and it's going to be high and fast and all this stuff that it wasn't before. But you're still not seeing it. You're still seeing an offense that's struggling. This is why Michigan fans, rightfully so, are freaking out. And then when they hear their head coach say, yeah, I think we're starting to hit our stride past the milk.
Well, right.
That's ridiculous.
There, you can have one of these be true. You can say the offense is maybe making strides that we all can't see. You can maybe make the case that Shea Patterson is actually a good quarterback. You can maybe make the case that Jim Harbaugh is changing things and it is getting better. You can't make all of those at the same time because I can't be told this offense is improving and then I watch Shea Patterson play and he looks god awful and then I'm supposed to believe both things are true, that he's a really good quarterback and the offense is improving. Well, then why does he look like he sucks? Either he's awful and this offense is being hindered by him, or he's really great and the offense isn't getting it done because it's a terrible offense and it doesn't really work.
Not dumb enough yet?
Oh, no.
Good news.
Good news.
More Common Man and T-Bone weekends coming up next. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Care, compassion, commitment. At AmeriHealth Caritas, these aren't just words. They define everything we do. For more than 35 years, we've had one mission: to help people get care, stay well, and build healthy communities. Today, we're a national leader in delivering managed healthcare solutions to people across the country. This is AmeriHealth Caritas, where care is the heart of our work. Get to know us at www.AmeriHealthCaritasOH.com.
Hi, this is Bob Mashuter from Dick Mashuter Ford. A couple of thoughts. I'm not a professional athlete or entertainer. I don't have a Twitter following or post on Instagram. I am simply an American and a proud one. I stand whenever Old Glory is flying and the music is playing, the brightest beacon of freedom in the world. It represents our history. While not perfect, still the best there is. So as the team takes the field, remember to honor those who have given all and ask what you can do for your country. From all of us at Dick Mashuter Ford, go team. God bless America.
Are you ready to advance your business career? Then you're ready to pursue your MBA at Ohio Dominican University. At Ohio Dominican, you can earn your MBA 100% online or on campus during the evening in just 16 months. ODU's high-demand concentrations, including data analytics and risk management, will prepare you to tackle today's business challenges, giving you an edge in today's competitive job market. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/MBA.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter has good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Ryan is walking. He jumped into a Ferrari.
There's no question.
All he has to do is keep it between the navigational
beacons. There's no question.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case.
Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth, bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community.
Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I am a veteran. I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like nowhere was safe.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding the help I needed. Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Common Man T-Bone Weekend.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis, the personal injury attorney for sports fans in Central Ohio.
Now back to the show.
Hey, would you like to spend the night with a blimp? T-Bone.
Here I am. Let's go. Oil me up and ship me off wherever you want to send me.
Ship
me off. Yep.
With a P.
Yep.
Got me nervous there for a second.
Ship. It's just like the Clippers say, this ship rocks.
Right. Now, well, you can go on Airbnb and you can rent yourself a blimp.
Really?
This is when you...
What are you renting the blimp to spend the night in it?
Yeah. Well, I gave you the story. It's right in front of you.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah. I'm trying to set you up for this.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Just putting it on a tee.
All right. Here you go. Fans looking to attend Notre Dame's game at Michigan now have a unique way to get tickets and a place to stay.
Can't tell that you're reading at all.
Mm-hmm. No. Goodyear Blimp has partnered with Airbnb to offer 3 separate one-night stays inside the blimp that will also include 2 tickets to the matchup between the Wolverines and the Irish on October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
The blimp will be stationed inside a hangar in Mogador, Ohio.
Oh, Mogador.
Overlooking Wingfoot Lake. That's up there, you know, right around the Goodyear plant. And will be transformed into a one-bedroom, one-bath hotel room. How's the one bath thing happening?
I don't know. I'm sure they have a bath. I mean, the operator has to be able to, like,
I guess,
poopoo and pee-pee.
I don't know.
You're up in that blimp. What are you going to do, just hold it?
Well, if you're like
hanging out the window and let it go.
4 or 5 hours, you can't, I don't know. Maybe you.
My wife can't hold it 20 minutes.
Well, fair enough. Maybe that's part of the gig, is you have to be able to. Well, either way, one bath hotel fit for 2 guests. Inside, guests will find a seating area with a fold-out couch.
Sounds luxurious.
Mm, sure does. Are they going to be like, I mean, I assume they're going to be up in the air, right? Would that not be the point? You're trying to. What?
No, you're not up in the air. You're in the hangar. No, I don't know why anyone would want to do this.
This is
I have
stupid.
No idea why.
So you're going to just stay in a big garage. You're going to stay in a plane garage is what a hangar is. Like, that's what you're doing for a night. So why would anyone want to do this?
Someone's going to do it. How much is it, by the way? Does it say?
It says the stay goes for $150 a night, and it'll be available October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Reservations don't open on the Airbnb site until October 15th. So you got to get ready to click in there and get it before they're gone.
Uh-huh. Maybe it's one of those things where you've always wanted to you know, do the wild thing in a blimp. Now you can.
I guess that's reasonable. Like, it's not.
I punctured the side of the blimp.
How? What are we talking about?
A lot of products.
Maybe there's like a Rocketeer cosplay thing going on where they're like walking around on the
Rocketeer.
Yeah. See, that's, if you'd seen that movie, you would know that's a big part of the plot is at the end, they're all running around on top of a blimp of some kind. And it doesn't go well because this is set in the 30s when blimps were much more volatile than they are now.
Yeah, they had a problem with that Zeppelin.
Yeah, that too. Yep. So anyway, would you ever do the thing where you could stay in a stadium? Like, if instead of doing the Airbnb thing, you could say, well, it's not.
I don't leave my house. What am I going to do in the stadium? I'm going to like rent a room like Charles S. Dutton and Rudy in the bowels of the stadium.
No, if they had like a luxury suite, they said, hey, we'll put a bed in here, room service, whatever you want it. And, this suite also is good for the game. You can watch the game here. You can stay in bed and watch
the game. I actually have a little story about suites.
Oh?
Luxury suites in arenas. So I had a buddy who worked in the front office for a professional sports team. And he had been tipped off that some of the front office people were using a particular luxury box to sneak off and have sex during the day.
Wow.
Yes, it was a illicit affair. Both were married to other people.
Mm-mm.
But
that's not good.
They would sneak into one of the vacant boxes and, you know, bump uglies.
Do so the dirty deed.
He was tasked with trying to catch them in the act.
Oh, wow.
So he got word from one of the, like, custodians that worked up in the area, hey, I just saw him go into box number 12 or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
So he waited, like, 5 minutes and then went up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right there.
Right in the middle.
Right, like, oh. on the couch that they have there.
Oh, no.
Yes, they just going at it.
Oh, no.
Just doing it. And he had to do, like, the, get out of here! And fired both of them.
Oh, fired them.
Right
on the
spot.
Yeah, of course.
Fired both of them.
Yeah, but I didn't know if he was going to say, like, you rascally kids, you get out of here. You go do that somewhere else now. And then just later on, everybody awkwardly didn't talk about it.
No.
It's good that they fired
and
him.
There
That's
was
what
a, there was another situation. Have you ever been to Sky Dome in Toronto?
I have been.
Okay.
I've actually stayed in one of those rooms.
There you go. So you know that there's a hotel inside Sky Dome.
Mm-hmm. Out in the outfield, yeah.
There are some of the rooms that look down onto the field of
play.
I've
been in one. They're actually like bi-level rooms. They're like, they have like a first and second floor. They're crazy.
There's been a couple situations at the Sky Dome where during baseball games,
yeah,
people are like pressed up against the glass doing stuff they shouldn't do.
Yeah, don't do that.
Engaged in an embrace.
Don't do that. What, like, what changes it for you? You can do all the other stuff. You can have all the fun you want with the blinds closed. Like, go do that. Why do you have to bring all the rest of the world into it?
Because they want people to see.
Well, there's also, I mean, I don't mean to get too down the road here, but, like, there's websites where they will pay you if you like to show people what you do. You can go do that. You can get money for doing that. Why do you have to ruin, like, somebody at a baseball game who's not in that mode, and all of a sudden they look at them and go, ah, God, really? Why do you have to do that?
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
I do want to point out, this is not some sort of political story, even though some people want to turn it into a political issue. I just find it humorous. Sesame Street revealed that the mother of the Muppet Carly struggles with addiction.
Okay.
See, to me, it's just, I want to see a Muppet on Sesame Street shooting up heroin. Like, I want to see that. I want to see how they do it.
I would posit to you that you've already been watching that. His name is Snuffy. You've seen that character, Snuffy.
Whatever, Carly. Hey, Elmo.
I actually,
mommy's going to take a little nap, all right?
Now that we talk about that, I do think, actually, Dave Chappelle has made that comment before, that Snuffy is a crackhead. Hi, Bert. Like, he always comes over and looks like he's about to fall asleep. And that was the point, was that, yeah, he already looks like a druggie. So
Carly,
there you go.
What's wrong with your mommy? Sometimes my mommy gets tired. What are you kids doing making a noise out there? Mommy's had a long night.
I mean, I do understand the people who say that might be a bit of a heavy issue to give to the kids. But then again, this is the sad reality. There are a lot of kids watching Sesame Street who are like, oh, yeah, that's my mom. Yep, that's my dad. I get it. Yep, that's I can relate to that.
I totally understand where they're coming from, but, like, there's not. Drug use and alcoholism on Sesame Street. That's the whole point of Sesame Street. Everybody on says, like, the store owners and stuff, they don't even have genitals. They're not real humans. They don't have needs and urges like regular people. They're glorified kids is what they are.
Yeah,
are plenty of other things that can help you with that issue. I'm not saying we should ignore that completely because,
no.
Yes, kids do have problems with that, but, I mean, come on, everybody's overly happy.
No, I think the idea there is they're trying to show representation of all these different groups, which is good usually. But I think that one in particular, it's like, hey, mommy has a drug issue, might be a bit heavy for the kid.
But what's the line, though? It's like, oh, this other Muppet is watching Islamic fundamentalist stuff online, being indoctrinated. Like, what line do we draw
Street? I don't know. I do know that Oscar the Grouch is still one of the weirdest characters in all of television. Where we're just supposed to accept this guy lives in a trash can. How have all these nice, because Sesame Street has all these nice people on the show, and they're all friendly, and they're usually loving, right? Have you ever seen a Sesame Street episode?
They're
where,
all loving. They right. all learn a lesson, but they all come together, and they love each other.
They look at Oscar the Grouch, and no one is like, hey, Oscar, you want to come inside and live in our house? Would you like? We have trash cans in our
house.
But
he likes to be in the trash can.
Does he?
Yes, he loves filth.
Do we know that?
And he has friends. Like, the worms are his friends.
He's angry. How does he love it?
I know, but even Oscar has soft moments. Because I know this, because I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street now.
But Oscar enjoys being in the trash?
Yes, he loves being in the trash.
Well, that's just a terrible message for kids.
He loves being in the filth.
Yeah, people
Why? Just embrace your surroundings. I think that's a wonderful message.
No, it's not.
That's better than my mommy shooting up heroin down the street.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, all this, like, lovey-dovey warmth doesn't extend to Oscar when he's living in a trash can. No one's like, hey, Oscar, you want to live in our dishwasher? I don't know. What's your thing? Like, can we help out? Are you just, do you like to be in cleaning areas or what? What's going on here? Can we get you inside? Because it's not 30 degrees out outside. Like,
maybe
it is here in the trash
doesn't
can.
Live on Sesame Street. She gets bussed in from a different district. And that's why her mom's a crack addict.
I don't know. That could be. I have no idea.
I don't live on Sesame Street with all you privileged people. I'm on Poppy Seed Street where the real people live.
Poppy Seed Street?
I don't know. Sesame,
well, hey,
Poppy.
Don't they say poppy seeds have opioids
that's
in it?
That's right. Opium.
See? There you go. All right.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Catch the live experience weekdays from 3 to 6 and listen on demand at 971thefan.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.